Good morning. God bless you, and thank you for joining us. And certainly, we extend a great and hearty welcome to you on this Monday morning, January the 13th. Isn't God wonderful? We're seeing another day, a day in which to live for Him, glorify Him, and certainly to enjoy His love and His mercies. What God has for you and for I this morning is fresh, brand new. And we just thank Him. I trust that you had a wonderful weekend of worship with God's people in His presence. And I trust that you received something from the Lord that you were able to take away from that experience that will bless you, bless Him, and bless others. Well, welcome to Global Time with Jesus Christ. And we continue to be a global prayer cast dedicated to interceding for the fulfillment of God's purposes concerning the nations and the entire earth. So we have a huge assignment, and I believe God, however, has awesomely equipped us for that task. And our success is assured in our generation. Well, our focus for today is worshiping God, the invisible. Where are we going with that, and what do I mean? Well, God in His great love for us introduced Himself to us over 1,500 years ago in a unique and special way. During that time, all the nations had their gods, which were very visible. These gods were handmade of wood, stone, and etc., whatever else man could fashion. But the one true God wanted a close relationship with His people and did so by revealing Himself to us. And for the first time, people began to worship an invisible God, one that was not fashioned by the hands of humans. So this same God invites you and I to worship, serve, and to pray to Him on this day, because He wants to be close to you and I. And so we thank God. That's why we praise Him for this wonderful opportunity of getting up early in the morning. He says, when you seek Me early, you will find Me when you seek Me with all your heart. So we thank God for His willingness to come close to us and all of His efforts to make Himself real to us. Today, our prayer agenda includes praying for those who are searching for employment. There are people who are wanting to be able to care for themselves and others and are having a difficult time finding employment, finding sustenance and supply for themselves. So let us begin, let us open in prayer. And I want to pray Psalm 32. And that's what we have the habit of doing. And it's a good habit of praying God's word. This way, it eliminates error and the possibility of us praying amiss. And we want to stay in tune with this invisible God that cannot be seen by human eyes, but nevertheless is most real because he is the creator of all of our reality, all of the reality that we can perceive. He is the creator of it, as well as having created us. So I would like to pray Psalm 32. Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. We pray for ourselves and everyone and everything that we may pray for today. And we ask you to bless us. We ask you to forgive our transgressions and cover our sin. We ask that we are a blessing to everyone that we encounter today. And we thank you for this day that you've given to us. When we kept silent, our bones waxed old through groaning all the day long. For day and night, thy hand was heavy upon us. Our moisture is turned into the drought of summer. Selah, we acknowledge our sin unto thee, and our iniquity we have not hid. We ask that we may confess our transgressions unto the Lord, and we also ask that you may forgive the iniquity of our sin. Selah. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come up nigh unto him. We ask that you are our hiding place. Thou shalt preserve us from trouble. You shall compass us about with song of deliverance. Selah. We continue to praise you. We ask that you will instruct us and teach us in the way which we shall go. We ask that you will guide us with your eye. We ask that we will not be as the horse nor as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto you. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass us about. We ask that we be glad in the Lord and rejoice in be righteous, and we may shout for joy and be upright in heart. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are blessed and that our transgressions are forgiven, that our sin is covered, that we are blessed as to the man unto the Lord, whom the Lord imputed not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When we kept silent, our bones waxed old through our groanings all the day long. We thank you today. You that we acknowledge, it's to you that we acknowledge our sin. We thank you and we bless your name. Amen and amen. Well, once again, welcome to all of you. We thank you for joining us. And today, if you have a prayer request or a prayer or a praise report, would you please share it with us? We would like to join you in praising him. His name is great, isn't it? And we do want to feel a level of comfort in bringing our requests to him, because he wants to listen and to hear what is on our hearts that possibly he placed there by the Holy Spirit for us to pray about. This is, as we said earlier, a brand new day. Therefore, we know that he has new mercies this morning, and his mercies would include guidance to us, directions to us in what to pray. And so we can begin with a praise report, and I'm thanking God for this weekend where he blessed my heart, even as I brought the word this Sunday, which was yesterday. But it blessed my heart because I'm learning his heart and the level of his desire to have a relationship with us, that one is close, that of God and creation, Father and children, Savior and Lord of his own. What a wonderful relationship. And so my heart is stirred, most definitely stirred, as I consider what he has done and what he is doing and what his desire is for us. So I'm praising God for that. That is why I look forward to getting together with you and lifting up his name. So do you have a praise report? Now is a good time to voice it. Or if you have a prayer request, now is a good time to give breath and life to it. But don't delay. Just let us know. And we are willing to touch and agree with you that God would accomplish that thing. He says, we can decree a thing if we pay our vows. We can decree a thing. And we thank God. We had a visit with Christine LeMay on yesterday, and we thank God for her and how God is keeping her through the ups and the downs of her father departing this life to be with the Lord, and the challenge of enduring that experience. And God has certainly demonstrated himself strong in that regard. He has kept her in perfect peace, kept her in a right mind, and gave her favor and understanding of who he is and what he wants and how he does things. And it's amazing. Having gone through that experience myself, of course, with both my dad and my mom, and I'm sure you have something similar that you can reference. And but God keeps, no matter what, he keeps. And truly, there is a peace that passes all understanding. In other words, if you're at peace, you don't even know how could you possibly be at peace in certain circumstances. Now, that's because God is true. He keeps his word. So we thank God for keeping Christine these past few weeks as they dealt with their father's illness and now his departure. So praise God. He is wonderful. That's a testimony. Really, that's Christine's testimony. But I'm just...
Yes, praise
the Lord. Amen. But I'm just, I'm just amazed and certainly inspired by what I see God do. And that's the purpose for us being in fellowship together, where we can be encouraged and inspired by what God is doing in our individual lives. And we can only conclude, you know, God is real. He is real. Do you have a prayer request?
Yes, I do. I have a prayer request. Praise
well, good
God.
To hear
thank
you.
God who is faithful
welcome.
And true.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Yes, I have a prayer request. I thank God for my health and my strength and living and moving and having my being. Our God is faithful and he is true. His promises,
truly.
All his promises, and yay, yay, and amen. I have a prayer request for, his name is Kyle. He's in the hospital, and his daughter is in Virginia. Her name is Keisha. She tried to commit suicide, but praise God, it didn't happen. But she's having trouble with her liver, so they think that she might need a liver transplant but for salvation and for a heal, both of them. It's a father and a daughter.
Okay, the father, his name is Kyle?
Yes.
Okay. And his daughter,
Keisha.
Do you? Keisha is her name. Okay.
Yes.
And she was in despair and attempted to end her life at one point. Is that true? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, we are going to... do you know what Kyle's illness is?
He has... Well, he had an accident on the job where he injured his leg, and because he's a diabetic, he got infected.
Okay.
And, but now they, you know, just to drain it and do skin graft on it. But he's coming along, but still salvation, you know.
And Keisha possibly may need a liver transplant, you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Let's take these urgencies to the Lord. So, Father, we thank you that we can come into your courts with praise and with thanksgiving. We thank you for that. And Father, once again, we come on behalf of others. We're interceding for them. We're bridging the gap between what is and what ought to be. Father, we have two members of one family. We have Kyle, the father, and we have the daughter, Keisha. Father, we know that you're not the author of sickness and disease. That's not your best. That's not your plan for individuals. And certainly that's not your plan for Kyle or Keisha. Father, we thank you for their lives, that you have kept them alive to this point, where they have a grand opportunity to have a relationship with you, a close relationship with you. They have an opportunity to receive your grace and your mercy, your healing and your deliverance. And on this Monday morning, we ask for both of those things, for Kyle and Keisha. We ask for healing for Kyle, rapid recovery and healing from his injury and from the ravages of the disease called diabetes. We pray that you would inspire and guide the doctors, nurses, technicians, and everyone that are having hands-on on his case on exactly what to do to reverse his illness, reverse his disease in the name of Jesus. We pray that by your Spirit you will draw him with bands of love to yourself. Cause him to look up by your Spirit and behold the face of Christ Jesus, his Savior, his healer, his deliverer. You're the God that heals. And we thank you. So we lift him up before you in the name of Jesus. Our prayers come up to you as incense, a sweet savor in your presence on behalf of Kyle. We send your word of healing right to his hospital room right now. In the name of Jesus, we speak peace to his spirit, to his soul, and to his body. And we command that every cell that you've designed to affect and bring health to be energized and to be enforced in a powerful way for his healing, rapid healing and recovery in Jesus' name. Father, we send your word of comfort to Keisha right now. We speak peace, peace over her and around her right now. When we stand in the name of Jesus in opposition to and do rebuke the spirits and demons of suicide and death in the name of Jesus, we stand together and decree life for her. Life, not just in the natural, but life in Christ Jesus, through Christ Jesus, the life that he has brought to us by his death and his resurrection. And Father, once again we ask you to guide her medical team so that they would know hands-on how to treat her particular illness in a way that produces healing, deliverance, recovery. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you for the testimonies of your hands of healing, your hands of deliverance, bringing them relief. We look to the testimony of these individuals that they're now understanding your love and your mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that prayer request, and certainly we are honored to go into God's court bearing those requests, lifting up those individuals, Kyle and Keisha. Amen, amen. Any
good
other
morning.
Praise report?
Praise
yes,
the Lord.
Good
morning. Good
morning.
Praise
good
the
morning.
Lord.
Welcome.
Good
thank
morning.
You for joining us.
Thank God for a blessed Monday. Thank God for another week. I just want to say a hearty thank you to the North Gospel Tabernacle and to this prayer line, to
yes.
Pastor Aubrey Gregory and his wife, and the members of North Gospel Tabernacle for all the prayers and the kindness and the love that was poured out to me on my time of bereavement. I really thank God for this prayer life and for the ministry of North Gospel Tabernacle. It is such a blessing to be a part of this prayer line and to be a member of the North Gospel Tabernacle. I must say, I don't know what I would have done had it not been for the prayers and the support of the members and Pastor Gregory throughout the longest week in my life, which was last week. And I thank God for what he has done. He has made me stronger. He has showed me that he is real and that his peace and his grace is sufficient.
Yes.
To see me through. I'm going back out to work today, and I ask for your continued prayer. My family in Trinidad is good. Everything went well, and everybody is in good spirit. And again, I want to thank God for placing me in a place like North Gospel Tabernacle in a time like now. And I pray, God, that we stay together and that we keep holding up each other, and we keep praying for each other and continue showing the love that abounds in North Gospel Tabernacle. I ask that you continue praying for myself and my family, especially my daughter. She's in Trinidad now, and I am asking God for her safe return to Virginia. I have one other prayer request. I would like prayer for my grandson, Barry. He is about to start a new school today, and I ask God for to keep him and watch over him, to keep away the spirit of depression and the spirit of resentment, and that God will use Barry in a mighty way, in whatever way he wants to do. I thank God again for everyone and for everything that he has done for me throughout my time knowing him.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that prayer request, Christine. For those, for all of our persons who are dialed in with us, live with us right now, that is Christine, and I trust that she's not mad at me for giving her testimony. But, but the magnitude of her particular set of circumstances was that, as you know, we've just come through a time of serious climate challenges. It was very cold during the time her father passed on last week, and she could not get a flight out to Trinidad. You know, people were getting booked, but they were getting canceled. And she was in the mix with that, could not get out. So you have to understand the challenge that was, that she couldn't get to Trinidad in time to for her father's burial. So that's, but God brought her through, and so she does plan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Pastor will be right back in. There are some difficulties. So he'll be back in.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Lord, you're awesome.
Yes.
You're awesome. Well, you're mighty.
So worthy, oh God.
Hallelujah.
I'm back. That was okay. The line went down, and that was a technical glitch, and I'm back. I had to get back in. I don't know what that was about, but for those of you who may not know, we're we're using Skype as our communication provider. And every once in a while, you know, Skype will do whatever. But so I was just able to get back in. Well, again, as we were saying, so we praise God. And we're going to pray now for Barry, that's Christine's grandson. And he's going to be getting into a new school, new environment. And we're going to ask God to bless him as he deal with all of the challenges that that involves. Father, we lift up Barry before you right now in the name of Jesus. He's a young man for whom you have great plans. And Father, we pray right now that those plans that you have will come to fruition in his life. He will sense your presence, sense your guidance, sense your direction as you move by your Spirit in his life and around him. Father, open the doors of favor for him, that he will meet with the right kind of people that are supportive, people that are open and warm towards him. And Father, we rebuke any spirit of depression or oppression that would come close to him. We install a hedge of divine, supernatural protection around him so that no harm, no hurt, only favor will reach him. Father, take him, even in these changes, to a higher level of performance in school, a higher level of aspirations, a higher level of dreams. In Jesus' name, equip him with all that he needs to go forward and to be a blessing and an honor to you, even as his grandmother continues to pray for him, that all her prayers will be answered, and that he'll be there for a great testimony of your great love to us, Word. So we thank you right now with confidence, believe our prayer request, that you're hearing us and you're responding in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We pray for Christine's strength even as she returns to work on today. Keep her in perfect peace. We thank you right now for a great testimony of your goodness and your mercy.
Yes.
Amen.
You,
and amen.
Amen.
Praise
thank
God.
You,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Lord.
We give you praise today. We give you praise. Because you're worthy and more than worthy. Hallelujah.
Yes, you're a mighty God. You're an awesome God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you are,
thank you today, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for being God.
I want to ask someone. We've just got a few minutes left. I'd like to ask someone to pray for those that are seeking employment today. I've had encounters with individuals. Many individuals are looking for employment or for a change of employment so that they can experience the supply that God has for them to take care of themselves and their families and so forth. Would someone take up the employment request right now? And it could be someone that's listening as well, someone that's in on our prayer cast this morning. You may want to pray for that as well, even now. But I'd like someone to intercede for that, even as our time winds down. Anyone. Pray for employment, for those that are unemployed and that are seeking employment. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God.
Yes,
we thank you this morning, Lord God, and we give you all the glory and all the praise, Father. for you.
Yes.
Every prayer, yeah. Lord God, because you are higher than the Most High. And glory,
yes.
Hallelujah. And Lord God, you said as our prayers go up, our blessings will come down. Father God, there's
yes.
so many people that is unemployed, Lord God, that's seeking
yes.
employment this morning, Father God.
Lord, yes,
Lord, we're asking that, God, that you will go before these people, Father God. Open
yes.
up doors, Lord God.
Yes.
Lord, you
open
be a
doors.
Blessing unto these people today, Father God. In the name
yes.
of Jesus, Father God. Lord, because there's
yes.
nothing impossible for you. And you see
yes,
each and
Lord.
Every one of our needs, Lord God. And
yes.
Father,
yes, Lord.
We're just depending on you, Lord. Lord, if we can't
yes.
look to you, we can't look to no one, dear God. For you are
yes.
our everything, Father. And Lord,
yes,
and we're thanking you and claim, and we're looking for victory today for each and every one
yes.
that goes forth for employment this morning, today, throughout
yes.
the day. Lord
yes.
God, and we're
yes.
thanking you and praising you for it right now. In
yes.
Jesus'
yes.
name.
Jesus' name. We thank you for opening doors and
yes.
Lord, and the employment.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Situation.
Praise God.
Freedom.
Thanks,
yes.
Right.
Father.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Testimony, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Father,
praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. If any of you are experiencing any illness, any sickness, place your right hand upon your body, wherever that sickness or illness or discomfort is occurring. And I'm going to pray now, even as we come to the end of our prayer cast today, that God will touch you. Father, you are our healer. You are our provider.
Yes,
and
you
today
are, Lord.
We know that you want us to be well. You want us to be whole. And
yes,
Father,
Father,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
by whose stripes we are healed.
Amen. Yes.
We claim healing right now in Jesus'
yes,
name.
Jesus
for all
name.
Manner of sicknesses, all manner of diseases.
Yes,
they must yes. bow to your throne, those diseases, those sicknesses.
Yes.
And they are cast away from us today in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
We pray the strength of everyone
yes.
that is receiving this prayer today and the healing that comes with
yes,
it. In Jesus' name, that on this day, healing, wholeness, and health is delivered according to your faith, so be it unto you. According to your faith, in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes, we pray.
In the name of
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, we speak.
We be made whole. In Jesus'
in
name.
Generation.
Jesus' name.
Oh,
amen
Jesus
and
name.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you
for
yes.
this Lord. We thank you
in
for
the name of
hearing
Jesus.
Our need and our cry.
Thank you,
we
Father.
We decree that all
yes.
these prayers are already answered. It is already done, Lord.
Yes.
We
in the name of Jesus,
Lord.
That we
hallelujah.
Will come. We thank you for
thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank amen.
You.
Thank
amen.
You. I just want to say something, even as we go out. We're in our 21-day fast. It's a fast focusing on our own humility and brokenness before the Lord. And we're in the, I believe, ninth day, if we will, of this 21-day fast. And we thank God for it, because by His Spirit He's working on us. We're praying for your strength if, in fact, you're engaged in that. This fast ends on the early hours of, in the morning of the 25th of January. The other thing is that if you'd like to join us, we have a special, there'll be a special prayer cast on Friday at 7:30 in the evening. Friday evening at 7:30. There'll be a special one-hour prayer cast, an edition of our prayer cast of Global Time with Jesus Christ on this Friday. And then again on the 24th. We're doing this during the time of our fasting, our consecration, and our consecration ends on the early, in the early hours of the morning of the 25th. That's that Saturday morning. So on Friday the 17th, this Friday, and on Friday the 24th, we invite you to join us, please, if you will. And we're just going to have a good old time of prayer and intercession. We believe that that's God's heart in this season for us, and so we're engaging in that. Once again, we want to thank you for joining us, and I want to give a shout out to South Carolina, who is on with us, and others in other states and around the world. We want to thank you for joining us. Makes our prayers powerful because there's the power of agreement. So God bless you today, and I do want to let you go with a benediction, of course. That is a blessing on you, because God loves you so much. Let us look at Romans chapter 15, verse 13. Let's hear what God will say to us as we leave. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. I love that. I love that. I love that. You have the victory today. So walk with Him, if you will, in boldness and, of course, in peace. We love you. Looking forward to joining you again tomorrow.
Have a blessed and victorious day. Yeah, shalom.
God bless
shalom
everyone.
Hi, Linda.
God bless all of you.
God bless you, Pastor.
Hi, Linda.
God bless you, too. Love you.
Shalom. Shalom.
Peace of God go with all of you.